This weekend is the Wichita Jazz Festival, and this year's headliner has a connection to Wichita. With me is Matt Wilson, who is a drummer, and I guess that's because they're featuring percussion this year. You went to school here.
Yes, I did.
You said you came here in 1982?
Yes. The first time I came here was probably early April of 82 to look at the school. I took the train from Galesburg, Illinois, to Newton, and this gentleman gave me a ride down to the bus station, of all places, and I hung out there till, you know, 7 or 8 or something like that, which was, oh, you know, a nice introduction to your lovely city, and no, it was great.
And then off to New York.
Yes.
And may I say that it seems that that's worked out well for you?
Yeah, I believe so. It's been very, very good.
How long were you there before you got your big award?
I got an award, I guess, for Best New Artist, I think in 97 or so.
Oh, okay, so it took a little while. You weren't an overnight success.
Yeah, it took 23 years to be an overnight success. No, you know, I never really thought about that as much, though. I figure that success to me is measured that you're doing something. So when I was a kid and I was playing with Marge Fanning, to me, that was a success. And when I was here and I got to play with great musicians here, that was a success. I always thought, like, wow, if you're taking care of business in the community you're in and you're getting to play with these great musicians, that was a success. Yeah, but I love the New York community, but again, I'm out and about a lot, so I really get to sense, I really like to spread the word about how great local scenes can be, you know, and how we have to have them. And all, you know, it just takes a few crazy people, it's a few linchpins, and all of a sudden you've got something going on. One of my our ideas with the festival, why don't we do some stuff where we really involve the Wichita community as much as possible and the Wichita musicians? A lot of times festivals have a tendency to bring people in, and then and I think we want to celebrate everyone.
You still have the two bands, right?
Well, I actually have a little bit more. I mean, I have the quartet, and that's been the latest record, so we've been really busy. And then Arts and Crafts is still very active. And then I have Carl Sandburg Project of the Poetry.
That's a totally separate project.
Yeah, we're going to be here in July, actually, as part of the Barn Chamber Music Series.
Oh, that's
And that's with Jeff Letter and Martin Wynn, who's from Arts and Crafts, and Don Thompson, who plays guitar and sings. I like to embrace it all. To me, it's about the people. It's really not about a classification or a style. So when you get to really know these people and how they can contribute and what kind of clarity and honesty and grace that they offer this music, it's pretty astounding. What's great about this area is that it's rich with the growth of this music, you know, with the territory bands, with the Southwest sound, with Kansas City and Tulsa and Wichita in between. You know, some heavy stuff had gone down in this town always that's helped the development of this music. So when I work with kids, and I want them to know, too, wherever I am, that, wow, this is not just this music just didn't happen because of people in Chicago or New Orleans or New York or L.A. It's happened because of all these places, too. It grew out of these kind of places, you know, incubated, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. And Bill Pierce, baby.
I will be talking to you probably again in July.
Yeah, we come back for the Sandburg. Thank you.
Good.